Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome, right from the press conference where Quentin Tarantino just presented his Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to the Italian audience, with him to introduce the film Leonardo DiCaprio and Margot Robbie. Here's what Leonardo DiCaprio says about his experience in the film. How was jumping into a character that shows all his vulnerability, ambition, frustrations, and weaknesses? How was this challenge for you?
I think from the onset, first off, Quentin's script was so brilliant, bringing these two characters, a relationship between a stuntman and an actor that are sort of on the outskirts of Hollywood, looking in at a changing culture and a changing industry, and simultaneously trying to survive. But what was so interesting about his approach was that it's a slice of life. It's a couple days. And I think a lot of the original conversations that Quentin and I had was, how do we portray the soul of a character within a matter of days? And a lot of that had to do with my character working on a TV show that he didn't necessarily want to be working on, feeling like he's the heavy, the sort of punching bag to a new generation of actors, while he's been sort of left behind. And so our creative process was in figuring out those moments, those details that would really, give the audience the sort of pathos of who this man was, and that resulted in a lot of the stuff with the messing up of the lines, the freak out in the trailer, and this sort of whole idea that he, the character might be bipolar, and he's dealing with the anxiety of the fact that, he is mortal, and the culture is moving on, and the industry is moving on despite him.
How did it feel to be working to some TV and cinema models that don't exist anymore?
Well, I definitely had seen The Great Escape, but one of the privileges of being an actor is being exposed to not only time periods, but subject matters that aren't necessarily in your wheelhouse. And, as you all know, I'm sure, Quentin is a true cinephile. And not just a cinephile, he knows almost equally as much about television and music. So I got to be exposed to an era of 1950s cowboy television, sort of B and pulp cowboy movies, films that I never would have stopped to go see. But, he has this incredible respect for those films equally as much as all the masterworks that we all, respect. And we honed in on a lot of different actors to be the influence for this character, from Eddie Burns to Ty Harden, but there was one actor in particular named Ralph Meeker, and it was amazing to see his respect for an actor that I had never been exposed to, that most people historically might not remember, but going through their sort of filmography and their entire, their entire life's work, and looking at that and with great respect and an investigation into how, somebody like that might be forgotten in time. And that was really the basis of creating Rick, that he may not get all the roles he wants, but he still made his cinematic and television contribution, which is something that he may not realize himself.
How does it feel to look at these series and films right now in 2019?
Well, it was fascinating because, you think of 1969 and why this film sort of lands at this specifically time period. I started Googling all the cultural things that happened in 69, all the films that came out in 69. It literally is this massive turning point in American history, and certainly American cinema, which I think really paved the way to our heroes, the director-driven era, where directors were, it is a director's medium, and they had the power during that time period to make some of the most memorable films ever. So it really is this not only cultural turning point, but cinematic turning point.
Do you feel a sort of responsibility for being the reference actor for cinema masters like Tarantino or Scorsese, for example?
Boy, I think if I took even the term having responsibility, it would be too intimidating to even do my job, to be honest. Responsibility, I mean, quite honestly, you know, I grew up a fan of movies and cinema. I grew up, and every young actor that speaks to me about wanting to be a part of this industry, whether they want to be a director or an actor, the first thing I tell them is go out and watch as many films as you possibly can. Find your heroes, find your influence, create, you know, create your own identity through, we stand on the shoulders of giants, as they say. And they're, it's almost, in, it's so, I hearkened back to that before, but there's, you go back to the 1920s and you look at these, speaking of sets and set pieces, I mean, it was literally the wild, wild west. And from the sheer mass of and congregation of people that are coming together to create something new visually, you have this whole wealth of history to look back on. And there's so many different genres and so many different ages in cinema history that have influenced me that I often don't question, you know, what my responsibility is more. Who do I want to work with that is going to push me further? Who's going to be able to put that screenplay that I read and that script? You know, it is a director's medium, and we see a cinema through the director's eyes, and who's going to best be able to take your performance or that screenplay and give that audience that rare feeling of actually being connected with that celluloid that's up on screen? And that's a rare gift. So it's always been director-driven. It's a director-driven medium for me, and so that's what I've been attracted to.
And we've been talking to Leonardo DiCaprio from the Italian press conference of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by Quentin Tarantino. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.